So I think what happened yesterday is that, both the governor and Democrats went out and they criticized further this Republican budget, which has not reached the governor's desk yet, so he has not had the opportunity to veto it. So they're putting the Republican budget up to some scrutiny because they really didn't have an opportunity to do that, and I don't think that they really thought that the Republican budget was going anywhere, so nobody bothered to read it before it was passed.
True.
Well, Christine, what
So.
was your reaction when you were over at the legislature on Friday into Saturday morning when it did pass both chambers?
Yeah, I mean, Democrats were extremely dumbfounded, and they were surprised, and they didn't know that that was going to happen. They had asked their more moderate members, to tell them how they were going to vote, and they didn't get any response before the vote. And so it was Senator Joan Hartley, Senator Gail Schlossberg, and Senator Paul Doyle who, got up and spoke against the Democratic budget and voted in favor of the Republican budget, and then that opened the door to five House members voting then in favor of the Republican budget and sending it to the governor.
I called it a profile in courage. That's what I
It's
called it.
certainly caught a lot of people by surprise, though, didn't it?
Oh, it definitely caught a lot of people by surprise, and I think that, Connecticut voters. Well, I think Lonnie Reed said it best. So Lonnie Reed voted for the Republican budget in the House, and she got up and she said, "I hate our bill, I hate their bill, but look, Connecticut wants us to get into a room and come up with a solution together. And let's face it, neither of these budgets gets you there. Both of these budgets end up in deficit in 2020, both of them. So." Let's all get into a room. Let's all say we don't care if we get reelected in 2018, and let's come up with the best solution for Connecticut. And that hasn't happened yet, and that's frustrating.
Christine Stewart, a news editor of the website CT News Junkie. What do you think about this big UConn show?
Yeah, the Democratic budget cuts UConn about $50 million in each year, so that's about $100 million. So the Republican budget is, double the cut. What's really difficult is that 90% of UConn's budget is tied up in labor contracts. So, they only have about
How,
10%.
wait, what percentage?
About 90% is tied up in labor contracts. I mean, universities are it's people. So it's hard for them to then have to go and cut a large amount of money from, their operating funds for all these other things that don't involve labor.
It's going to be fascinating to see what unfolds in this area. But now tomorrow, we've got a two-pronged story, Christine. First of all, apparently the governor's going to meet with the Republican leaders, and also there's a protest planned at the state capitol by UConn students and professors. Talk about that.
Okay, so UConn students had a rally last night at the field house on campus in Storrs, and then today it's going to be the Working Families Party and the labor
The Working
advocate.
Families Party. You mean the Communist Party?
Don't put words in her mouth, Brad.
No, I said that. You didn't.
So they will be at the Capitol protesting some of what is in the Republican budget proposal and encouraging the governor to veto it, which he said he's going to do, but they didn't immediately transmit it to him on Saturday morning, so it's not at his desk yet.
You know what I wanted to ask you too, Christine, is you know what upset me the most as far as UConn is concerned? I
What?
was surprised. I really was surprised because I respect her a lot. I was surprised at the president of UConn saying that this would close the engineering school. I just couldn't believe that. We know
Yeah,
it's
I
not going
think
to
there's a
happen.
lot of hyperbole that happens during these times. And, what I actually, what I've taken out of all of this, I don't know if you've watched the videos, the Save UConn videos, but I feel like Gino Auriemma, based on his speech earlier this year to 2,000 realtors, is poising himself for a run at office.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I feel Gino could be, somebody who we see in the political arena.
Governor?
Maybe.
Wow.
Wow.
That's take us through that speech to the realtors that day.
Yeah, so, you know, he said some really interesting things. You know, he said that, what UConn looked like when he got there was not what UConn looks like today. And the investment, and he said that that's what happens when you lack investment. And he talked about the investment and turning the state of Connecticut around by making these investments, but not taxing your way to prosperity. So it was interesting.
So he was advocating then for more taxes in that speech?
No, definitely not advocating for more taxes, advocating, for turning Connecticut around and making the investments that are necessary, but not necessarily through the tax system.
Oh, okay.
Talking to Christine Stewart, news editor of the website CT News Junkie. You know, you probably already know this, Jim Smith of Webster Bank is retiring at the end of the year. And I mentioned yesterday, I'm a big Jim Smith fan. I think he'd be a terrific governor. It wouldn't surprise me either if Jim Smith ran for governor. Have you heard anything about that?
I have not heard anything about that, but I do believe that Oz Griebel, who is also stepping down as the head of the Metro Hartford Alliance, could also be considering a run for governor.
Wow. You know, there's a lot of people, it seems, are considering a run for governor, Christine. But look into your crystal ball. You follow this stuff. Do you perhaps see a legitimate third-party candidate in next year's gubernatorial election?
You know, anything can happen. And, you know, I guess staying out of the party system is beneficial, because the party system right now, it's so crowded. The field is so crowded. I couldn't even tell you off the top of my head how many Republicans are running. It's a handful of Democrats, but I could tell you that, you know, there's more than a dozen Republicans
right.
who are vying for this office. So, and there could be more even still. So I think that if House Minority Leader Thomas Claridis makes a decision to run that, you know, that easily she could be the front runner.
Uh-huh.
Anything could happen.
Yeah. And, of course, she hasn't committed yet because of this budget battle, correct?
Yeah, she has not committed because she's going to see this budget battle through. So, and who knows when that's going to end. You know, at some point, they're going to have to throw up their hands and let the governor run the state by executive order and come back again in February and pass a budget for 2019.
Well, I had mentioned, this was several weeks ago, that it would be October before they had a budget, and the governor said yesterday, it looks like it could be October. I couldn't believe it.
That is true. You were right.
He didn't talk to me.
Maybe he should have. Christine, do you think that this could extend then beyond October?
I don't know if it extends beyond October. I think that October, there are a lot of bad things that happen in October if they don't get a budget together. But the problem is we're on day six and they're not in a room together talking.
Right. Yeah. Now, tomorrow they're supposed to talk, at least the governor and the Republican leadership, I thought.
Yeah, but they're not all in a room together talking.
Yeah.
So, you can't have, separate little meetings on the side. That doesn't count.
No,
what do you think about this UConn situation, though? How do you think this is going to play? You know, because the students are saying that, they're going to lose because they don't have to pay that much. And I mean, they're paying an awful lot of money for tuitions now at UConn. We all know that, but that's what they are saying. What do you think? How do you think this is going to end?
I think that UConn is going to be cut, but I don't think it's going to be cut as much as the Republican budget cuts it, because the governor is going to veto the Republican budget. So that's not going to be... I don't think that's going to be an issue. But at the same time, the reason that they did make the cuts to higher education was because they felt like higher education, they could go find federal funding, they could go find foundation funding. People who need social services can't go anywhere else aside from the government. So that was the Republican argument in favor of cutting higher ed.
You know, Christine, the other facet to this story, and we all know the financial situation Connecticut is in, regardless of which budget eventually comes to be, but now we're hearing they could be repealing Obamacare, that there seems to be the support among the Republicans in the Senate to go to this block grant approach, which could cost Connecticut even more money, and that would have an effect on the state budget, Christine.
That would definitely have an effect on the state budget. That would also have possibly an effect on the provider tax, because under this increase in the tax on the hospitals, which the hospitals have agreed to, the reason that they're increasing the tax is because it increases the federal reimbursement back to the state, and it's unclear if that federal reimbursement would then be there under this new proposal.
That's right. Wow. What a mess. What a mess.
Yeah.
You know, what I don't understand is why they can't take a little bit of the Obamacare bill, okay, that passed, a little bit of that, there's some good parts of that, and then take some of their ideas, put it together, get together, sit down together, and the American people will benefit with a good health care program. I don't know why they don't think like that.
They were doing that. They were on the road to that with Lamar Alexander's bill and Patty Murray's bill. They were on the road to getting there. And it was just yesterday that Lamar Alexander said the bipartisan process is done. It's over. And this is the repeal bill is the way things are going.
Well, we'll see what unfolds. Christine, great job. Thanks very much for joining us and being so informative for our audience. We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you. She's a good reporter.
Yes, she is.
Boy, I remember when she started. Yeah, she's really terrific. Okay, it's coming up to 7:47, and we'll be right back.